51551 is our text number. Thomas Delaney. Thomas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. I know you haven't been driving a taxi for a few months, but you say you haven't been well. But you say you got a load of new regulations in the post this morning, and now you're thinking of not going back at all.
Well, it's not regulations, I suppose. It's a letter outlining criminal offences that if you've committed any of them, you have to go to the police station and admit same. And whatever one you've committed, it's up to the police then whether you drive or you don't drive. If it's very serious, obviously, you're out immediately. And there's 3 pages of offences.
And what's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. But this legislation is creeping in nearly overnight. We understand that the law is the law, but we've had regulations coming into the taxi business that have been passed by committee rather than gone to the Dáil.
Okay, well, John Curran is in the business as well, aren't you, John? Good afternoon.
Indeed, Joe, yeah.
And you're out at the minute as well. Now, these new laws that are coming in, about, well, nobody agrees with anyone holding a phone in their hand while they're driving. That's lunacy. But there's
Joe,
the new rules, which come into effect from next Thursday, mean anyone caught texting or accessing information on their phones will face not an on-the-spot fine, but a mandatory court appearance and a fine of up to 1,000 for a first offence. It goes to 2 grand for a second offence, and a third offence will possibly land you in prison for 3 months. Are you on Halo? Do you access information as you're driving?
Yeah, I've got Halo. I haven't did yet, Joe. I have.
And do you read Halo as you're going along?
No, I don't. I don't. Whenever I get a chance, every time I get a call into my car, I always knock it off straight away. And most of the people that know me, if they ring me at all, they don't get an answer immediately.
Go back to Halo. But, I'm not talking about
the moment. Yeah, well, if I go back to Halo, the Halo situation, just an example, is if I don't take the call straight away, it's gone to somebody else. Now, you literally get seconds, possibly about 5 seconds to answer that call, which means then it goes to somebody else, which is okay, it's fair enough. But I mean, if I was to actually accept that and there was a guard beside me or a situation where I'm actually speaking on the phone other than with my fingers and so on. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's I'm committing an offence.
Okay, now just explain to people who haven't been in a Halo taxi. The information comes in on the screen like a mobile phone set, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay.
It's on my mobile phone.
It's on your mobile. Where is your mobile phone sitting as you're driving?
My mobile phone sits up on the windscreen on a cradle.
In a cradle, okay. The information comes up on the screen, does it?
Yeah, it just comes up that there's a job in the area. It doesn't give any information. It just comes up.
As a text?
No, it's just not a text. It's a sound. It's strange, kind of a sound. It actually sounds a bit like the Lewis, when the Lewis is going through a junction.
So a bell rings.
Bell rings, yeah.
But how do you know where to go?
Well, when I look at my screen, I either accept or reject the job.
So you have to access.
Don't accept it.
You have to access information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you accept or reject the job?
Well, immediately it comes up on the screen that there's a job coming into you, and it just comes up accept or reject.
And what do you do?
Well, when I accept it, then the information.
But no,
come back,
John. How do you accept it? Do you have to touch the screen?
Yeah, have to touch the screen exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's illegal.
Yeah. Of course. Absolutely.
So Halo is gone?
Well, to all intents and purposes, you're correct.
Anyone who's caught texting or accessing information on their phones will face a mandatory court appearance, a fine, in other words, you will have to take a day off and go to court, a fine of up to 1,000 for a first offence. In other words, there's no on-the-spot 2 points from the guard or whatever, which is bad enough, or a penalty or a fine or whatever, because it's now a much more serious offence. The fine rises to 2,000 for a second offence, and a 3-month jail sentence, possibly, along with a 2,000 fine for 3 offences or more within 12 months.
Yeah. Joe.
Well, okay, so you agree. So you won't be using Halo.
I won't be using Halo, correct.
I thought Halo was the best thing to happen to taxis.
It's not the best thing to happen. It's not. Okay. And I can guarantee you will not make a living out of Halo.
Okay, well, I won't go into it, but just saying you have to access information on Halo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Halo fills a gap in the day for you. That's all it does.
Okay, Paul Quinn, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you?
What's your situation, Paul?
Yeah, I totally disagree with that chap there. Halo is a great system, and it will be affected by this new regulations. I mean, I reckon he said you won't make a living on Halo. Half the money I earn is made on Halo. Okay, and the system is unworkable, that's been got at the moment.
Well, have the taxi drivers, were you consulted about this, that you can't access information?
No, we were consulted about it, but that's not unusual. With the National Transport Authority not to consult taxi drivers.
So what are the taxi drivers, what is your own organisation saying about this?
Well, the TTNH is the taxi organisation that represents me, and they're taking a stance with the situation at the moment. I can't speak for the other organisations.
And they're saying, are they worried that this will affect taxi drivers doing their work?
It's not affected. It's just one of the raft of regulations that's been brought in without doing consulting taxi drivers that's going to affect us.
Okay.
So it's not unusual.
Okay, Mara, 51551. Mara, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
What have you seen?
Well, yesterday I actually saw, I have to start by apologising to all men out there that women have been accusing that they don't know how to multitask. Because yesterday I saw a young guy cycling down a one-way street the wrong way on a bicycle. Mm. He had a dog on a lead running along beside him, and he had what looked like a Galaxy 5 phone in his hand, and he was either reading the texts or sending one because he hadn't any hands on his handlebars.
God,
and he was actually just coming up to a junction where the traffic merged.
So he's riding a bike without just using his legs and his body for steering.
Hands-free.
dog on one side, a phone, a dog in one hand on a lead, a phone in the other hand, reading the text. He should be in a Duffy circus, that fella should.
And no helmet, of course.
And did anyone check him?
Oh, no, I was actually sitting in a cafe looking out the window, and he was just, I actually couldn't believe it when I saw him going past.
What do you think of this new legislation, which is very strict?
Joe, if we had people who had any moral fibre in their being, we would not need the nanny state to tell them it is wrong to text or read a text while you're driving. I mean, common sense will tell you that.
Well, is it wrong to have, why? Because of the for example, reading for a taxi
driver.
But Mara, for a taxi driver to read a halo text to say go to 459 Braemar Road or whatever.
Unless he stopped in the traffic. I mean, he's driving along. Usually, taxi drivers that use the halo, they're mostly in Dublin or in cities. Do I take it?
Yeah.
So you have somebody coming up to a pedestrian crossing who walks across, the lights are with them, he's reading that, he doesn't see them. It only takes a split second.
I know. Children should be banned from cars. Radio should be banned from cars. If you change a radio in most cars, you still have to lean over to change the station. Children should be banned. They could be a distraction. Attractive posters on the side of the road should be abandoned because they're a distraction as well.
These ones nowadays definitely shouldn't be banned. Coming up to the elections, they're certainly a distraction. It's up to you to concentrate on where you're going. You shouldn't take your eyes off the road, whether there are children shouting or screaming in the car. Your focus should be entirely on.
Well, what they're saying now is that because it's a mandatory court appearance and a possible jail sentence relatively quickly, what they're saying is now texting and accessing information on your phone or I presume a mobile device in a car is as serious as drink driving. That's what they're saying.
It is, especially if you're driving. I mean, we've seen the ads on the television of what can happen. And not only seen them on the... they're not real. We read it in the papers every day. All the young people that are killed. And in an awful lot of cases, you know, it could be mobile phones or that's the cause.
Okay, John Curran, you say in your call here that you have checked people, you've stopped people when you saw them using their phones.
That's correct, yeah.
And what happened?
I've made comments to people at traffic lights. I've seen them on the street. I've flashed the lights to them and they thought I was probably telling them there was a speed camera down the road. I wasn't. I made the gesture of them that they were making a phone call, and I got the two fingers and I got the one finger. I've done it loads and loads of times.
And
I said to the, I said, particularly at traffic lights, I said to one individual that you're a danger to me. He said to me, what's it got to do with you? So you're a danger to me, you're a danger to everybody else on the road, and I pay as much insurance probably as you do, or tax revenues. But I mean, personally speaking, Joe, these new laws is going to come in. I wonder, will they enforce them? I wonder, will they enforce them? I don't think they will.
There's a blitz today and tomorrow.
Well, they've done that. I mean, here's the amazing thing is that they do a blitz every Christmas. Should people drink every single weekend of the year and during the week?
Yeah, but there has been, you have to accept, John, there has been a dramatic drop in the number of drink people who are drink driving.
Absolutely. But how many accidents can you tell me there have been from people using mobile phones in the car? Now, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it, but if you can actually show me the statistics, which I don't think there is any, but I never see, I see situations all the time. The guards must see these people. I see them, I'm out in the bill all the time, guards are out in the bill all the time. They don't seem to enforce these things, and I don't think that these laws will be enforced, personally speaking.
So you think it's a PR campaign?
Well, it could well be, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, I mean, same thing to drink driving. We get certain weekends of the year, you know, you see the guards. And the strange thing is, Joe, you know, with regards to the random breath testing, I've been breath tested on average now since that started, I would say at this stage, 45 times. And people say to me, why do they breathalyze taxi drivers? Human people, so we take a drink.
Well, that's a good sign. You've been breathalyzed 45 times.
Since the random thing started, I've been breathalyzed at least 45 times.
Well, isn't that good news?
Of course it is. Absolutely, I've no problem with that. I go to work, I go out and I do everything right and proper. But I see people in very expensive cars who won't even bother to spend 60 quid on a hands-free kit. You know? I mean, if somebody rings you when you're walking, and I put my finger on the stop button, that means they know that I'm either busy or whatever, and I usually wait till I'm stopped to ring them back. That's all it is. I mean, it's not rocket science half the time, but people for some reason seem to think that they have to get that phone call, they have to get that text in the car. It's not life and death.
Yeah, but Paul Quinn, who's still there, hopefully a better line, but Paul, you say the Halo app, what gives you 50% of your income?
Yeah, that's correct, Joe. I'm not prepared to give up the Halo app because of these new laws coming in. I'll go to court and challenge them. I think any judge worth the salt would agree with me. I have a right to earn a living.
But,
fair play to you, Paul.
But the guard would say you were accessing information. You were tapping the screen. You were looking, obviously, you had to look at the screen to see whether you would accept or reject the job.
Yeah, well, I can't argue with that. That's the law. But, I mean, I'd argue the point. I have a right to earn a living. And that's nonsensical. I have to access the system. But the Halo app goes out of existence because somebody brings in a nonsensical law. I have to be challenged, Joe.
Joe, sorry, John here again. Can I just explain something else? I have another system in the car, and it's like Halo. And it gives me a lot more of my work, my earnings, than Halo does. And it's a very, very similar system. I'm not going to say who I'm working with. But it'll be the same situation that if a job comes into me, I have to go and open the system up, have a look at the screen, see where the job is, so on. And it's the very, very same thing. And if Paul is prepared to go to court and do this, I wish him the best of luck. I'm not prepared to do that. I might have to consider the other system that's in the car as well.
Now, somebody has spotted a loophole saying that the legislation says SMS, which is short message service, or MMS, which is multimedia message service, you know, text message, that's their understanding of text message. But we'll check it out, but he's saying Halo is not an SMS or an MMS. It's communication over the internet, 3G. So therefore, it's not covered in this new law. So you can
actually
access texts or messages if they're on an internet service. But a lot of phones. So can you read an email then?
No, I don't suppose you can.
Yeah, but that's internet, isn't it? Invariably 3G.
Like, I mean, you could get stopped by one policeman and his interpretation is one thing. Yeah, another guy's interpretation is something else. So how can you win?
Okay,
you
Siobhan.
Can't win. You'll only end up going to court and costing you money. And as I said, if Paul is prepared to go down that road, the best of luck to him. I'm not.
Okay, Siobhan is in Dunedin in Castle Island. Siobhan, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you? I'm just wondering there is, do they think of the fact that if you're driving with a sat nav, right, and you have it on, you have the speaker on, so you're actually accessing information. And then suddenly you come to a junction and you're not sure about the junction, so you press the little button just to enlarge the screen. If there's a squad car beside you, is he going to catch you by the neck and pull you out the window and say you're breaking
the law? They'd never pull you out the window, but they say that you're the legislation is accessing information.
Yeah, but you are accessing information when you're driving and you have your sat map on.
But they say also the regulations apply to mobile phones which are not being held. So in other words, but your point is, why can't you read? If you're caught reading a text off your mobile phone, you could end up in prison. You will definitely end up in court. But if you are caught using your sat nav, you won't.
So what's the difference?
That's a very good question. Oh, the loophole. Graham Liddy is in Castle Knock. Well spotted, Siobhan. You didn't need your sat nav to find that loophole, but you found it.
You only carry a woman.
Well done to you, Siobhan. Now try and find a few potholes in that sat nav and get them filled in down there, Siobhan.
They're filling them up now before the election.
Oh, great. And they're filling them in Dublin as well. You know why, Siobhan? Because there's a bicycle race coming through Dublin.
I know.
From Italy, of all places, in 3 weeks.
That's right. Yeah, I'm aware of that. Yeah.
And they are working 24 hours a day, I'm telling you, filling in potholes that have been grazing on roads in Dublin for 20 years. They've been filled in because of this Italian bicycle race. And you say in Kerry, they've been filled in because of the local elections.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I hope they won't be using any little satellite maps or anything like that.
Now, the only thing I'd say to you, Siobhan, is I don't know why you use that phrase, if you're grabbed out the window by a guard, which you wouldn't be, Siobhan. Sure you wouldn't.
Well, you never know.
But, like, the only thing I can say is, I presume you can turn around and say, hang on a minute, the legislation applies to mobile phones. A sat nav is not a mobile phone, therefore I'm accessing information, or indeed I'm tapping information into it. Yeah. So they could get you down for careless driving, could they? Without due care and attention.
You see, you could have a sat nav, but people have a mobile phone with a sat nav on as well. And some people use a mobile phone and they have a sat nav facility on their mobile phone, and some people just have a sat nav on its own.
Yeah, but wouldn't the argument be that you were distracted?
The whole idea of the map is to find your way where you're going.
You could be going to court, Siobhan.
Yeah, but the idea is to help you to find your way. And it's meant to give you directions and tell you where to go.
So, okay, we'll ask Alan Kelly, TD, who's the junior minister in charge
of
all of this.
You are accessing information.
Are sat-navs exempt?
Yes.
Is Halo exempt?
Yeah.
Okay, that's two questions we put in. Now, Siobhan, the other distraction, I'm sure I noticed driving around Dublin, the place is covered. I've never seen the like of it in any previous local election, and I know we have the Euros on the same day. The place is covered in posters, but there's a woman said to me this morning that the number of good-looking men on the posters is incredible this time, and I can tell you the number of good-looking women on the posters in Dublin is incredible this time.
Because they want the drivers to take a look.
Yeah, but what's it like down in Kerry? Have you got good-looking...
They're all airbrushed here as well. They are.
Have you not got good-looking candidates in Kerry that would distract you?
Well, I don't know about distracting me personally, no, like. But I'm sure they might be distracting a good few more of them, like, you know.
Okay. Mind yourself as you go, will you, Siobhan?
I will. I'll take good care of myself and I won't look at the posters.
Don't. Don't close your eyes. Avert your eyes. Okay, Siobhan. Graham Liddy in Castle Knock. Graham.
Joe, my point is what I wouldn't condone.
Nobody does.
Texting on mobile phones.
Absolutely.
It would appear now that the legislation is going to make it illegal for people to use their smartphones as a GPS tool, which many people actually do.
That's a very good point. Whereas if you have a separate Garmin or TomTom or whatever, it looks like it's okay.
Yeah. But a lot of people now actually have a holder, and they especially with the newer, larger smartphones, they have quite a large screen on them, you know, and people use those quite a lot for navigation and finding their way.
See, I have been handed now a letter from one of our callers who got a letter from the Minister, Alan Kelly, and he says, Halo is a smartphone app, and it is the department's understanding that Halo operates over the internet, similar to email, and that is, it is neither SMS nor MMS-based. The fact that the regulations specify email implies that non-email communication via the internet is not covered by the regulation. Well, what specifies an email, and whether it's an email or not, is an address? Or assuming, this is from the minister, assuming this is the correct position, I therefore understand that the new regulations do not impact on the use of Halo. However, I would be concerned if drivers did not pull in to the side of the road to read any type of message, whether or not they are currently included. Well, we're all in favour of that, but if all of these messages now have to be read by pulling in, we're going to need the biggest lay-bys. Every road is going to have a lay-by as long as the road, because there's so many things covered. OK, we'll try and clarify the sat-nav, Graham, and also...
Basically, I think it is a good idea, but the whole thing needs a little more thought and research, and the consequences of it all need to be investigated a bit more before it's actually enacted into legislation.
Well, it's coming in on May the 4th.
Yeah, a bit late now, isn't it?
May the 4th is next Thursday. This day week. OK, Graham, good question. Dennis McGrath. Dennis, good afternoon. Rhetorical question, Dennis. Go ahead.
Joe, good afternoon to you. Joe, I'm just listening to your debate there. How are they going to police this?
They see you texting, they stop you, they say you were texting.
And I go into court and say, sorry, Your Honour, it wasn't me.
Well, they say, give us your phone and we'll check the time and the place and the... Won't they be able to look at the time where you were...
Well, are they allowed to do that?
Of course they're allowed to discover any documents that might support an evidential case. It is a court case.
Right.
It's not... they're saying now that... texting or accessing information, that's the phrase, accessing information,
right,
is now as serious as drink driving in terms of the tariffs that we are introducing to deal with it. And the tariffs are, the on-the-spot fines are gone, it's a mandatory court appearance. You will be named and shamed in court. You will have to argue your case. The guard will have to obviously present the evidence. It's a lot of work, by the way.
A lot of work.
And then if you're caught three times within 12 months, you're going to prison, more than likely.
Joe, it's not workable.
Why not?
It ain't going to work, Joe, honestly. It's bananas. It's bonkers.
They don't have enough spaces in prisons.
Absolutely. It just won't work. It's not a workable situation.
Well, what evidence would you need, do you think, Dennis? Would you accept?
Coppers...
The guard, if you went in, the guard said, hang on, we have a photograph of you.
Now we're talking about a different scenario. Now we're talking about a different... Now you've got... Actually, if you get a ticket on your car,
mm-hmm.
The guy goes around, he photographs the car,
yeah.
He photographs all your documentation.
There's a tag on each photograph, time, place, all this.
Exactly,
guy, yeah.
And why are they doing that?
Even if you're caught for speeding, they say they have a tag and a time and a place.
And why are they doing that?
This crime, this offence is much more serious now. And you're saying, what evidence are they going to use?
Absolutely. It's me against him. My word against his word. So if he can't prove it and can't provide photographic evidence, it was me. And it's clearly seen that I'm on the phone, blah, blah, blah. He is wasting his time.
We're
going nowhere.
Yeah, but hang on, the judge says, well, Dennis, Mr. McGrath, I've got to accept your word against the guard's word. I accept the guard's word. You were using the phone. He's hardly making this up.
Well, unfortunately, as one of the callers says, there's no room to put anybody in prison, Joe. It ain't going to work.
Okay. Stark, more after this. Dennis McGrath, John Curran. Thomas Delaney, thank you. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Jerry, 51551. Yes, and text, but not while driving. Jerry.
Joseph, how are you?
You have another angle on this. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I was saying, listening to a lady there, she was talking about if you have your sat nav off on, then that is the same thing. It's a distraction, and can you be done for your
accessing information? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with your sat nav, if you're going on a journey and you put in your coordinates as to where you're going,
yes,
you turn on your sat nav. You're not getting any messages because it all comes out on voice.
So there is a way around this. You don't have to break the law.
You're not accessing any written messages, text messages, internet messages, or otherwise, because it comes over voice.
Yeah, but how many people Jerry, how many people put in the coordinates, know the coordinates of their granny's house or the place they're looking for in Mullinavat?
I know what you're saying, Joe, but you won't need coordinates for those things if you know where you're going.
Okay, so you're saying the sat nav, let that talk to you, don't be touching it.
Exactly. Okay. The same thing if you receive a phone call on your phone and you have Bluetooth, you can speak on the phone
by pressing the
on your steering wheel.
Steering column,
necessary.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, but you have the situation of messages.
Yeah.
If you receive messages, as in, and I'm a taxi driver, and I'm very concerned about this. If you receive a message on your phone and you have to interact with your phone to receive that message, and the law at the moment states that to read a text message, and underneath that it says on your mobile phone. If you are reading a message while you are driving, then you can be liable for prosecution.
Yeah, but you see, the bizarre thing is now, this. I'm trying to reread this letter as we go along from the minister. The minister has pointed out a loophole about HALO, which is bizarre. The minister has said there is a loophole, and the loophole is as follows. And this is the people who drew up the legislation. The regulations apply to mobile phones which are not being held, i.e. to hands-free devices, and in the context of these, though you can't hold a mobile phone, we know that.
Yes, yeah.
End of. These regulations apply to mobile phones which are not being held to hands-free devices, and in the context of these regulations, certain references have been used. Text message includes an SMS or an MMS message or an email. Okay, that's what text message means in the context of the legislation. They then say MMS is, explain what it is. And then they say, this is not HALO. This is from the minister saying, well, HALO is a smartphone app and it is the department's understanding that HALO operates over the internet, similar to email. And it is neither SMS nor MMS based. The fact that the regulations specify email implies that non-email communication via the internet is not covered by the regulations. In other words, the department themselves are pointing out a loophole in their own legislation.
But if you receive an email, Joe, are you receiving it over the internet?
Doesn't matter which way. You're distracted reading it. Doesn't matter which way the email came into you.
Is it a message? Is an email not a message?
Yeah, it is.
Well, if it's a message, you can't read it while you're driving.
Well, as I say,
I think the minister may have to go back and look at that again.
Well, as I say, this is like a letter that a barrister would write looking for a loophole in the law, but it's not. It's a letter the department wrote pointing out a loophole in the law, and the loophole is that text message means SMS or MMS or an email. HALO is a smartphone app which comes over the internet, similar to email, but it's neither an SMS nor MMS based.
Yeah.
And then, therefore, it's outside it. But
no, well, it can't be outside it because you can't have double standards. You can't have double standards. You can't have one law for one business who's related to the same business we're all in, as in taxi drivers, and another law for the ordinary Joe soap out in the street trying to make a living. You can't have a double standard like that. And the minister will have to go back and either retract what he has said or bring in something else to say that it's one law for us all, not just for the big boys and nothing for the small boys.
Okay. Breda,
because if he doesn't, he's in big trouble. And I mean, there's enough of them in trouble as it is.
Yeah, but no, you see, you're missing the point. I'm sorry, Jerry, I don't mean in that way. You're right in the context there is a loophole. Sorry, what I want to add to your point. The person that's going to be in trouble and will more than likely get convicted, and for a taxi driver, it's the loss of your job, your livelihood, is a taxi driver.
Correct, correct. That's right.
If the guard says you were accessing information and you have to be taken to court, you can't get an on-the-spot anymore, if the guard says you're accessing information, you're in big trouble.
Of course you are, yeah.
Okay.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And joe@rte.ie is our email, but I think you can email, well, you can read an email while I'm driving, but you can't read a text. Finny Cairns, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Expert cabs and former vice president of the National Taxi Drivers Union. What's your understanding of the new legislation from next Thursday?
Well, first of all, Joe, I believe that Minister Fratger's intention was good in this, and we've all seen people texting and reading and sending emails while driving, which is absolutely extremely dangerous, and you know, everybody would agree that that shouldn't happen. But I don't think that he actually believed that, or his intention was to involve taxis in it. For instance, we were the first taxi company to use PDAs for dispatching jobs to drivers. Now, the driver, as he's driving, needs to touch a button and accept the job. So he is glancing at a PDA and pressing accept, but he's not sending messages or texts back. Now, the devices we use, Joe, are not mobile phones. You cannot make a phone call on it. You cannot send a text on it. So my reading of the regulations is that our device comes outside of that. Somebody sent me this morning the letter from Minister Varadkar in reference to the Halo one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe, first of all, that using either our device or the Halo device carry equal risk. There is a certain level of risk with both of them. But nevertheless, the Halo one is actually a phone. And under the regulations, it reads as a phone. Now, Minister Fratger's letter contradicts that.
Yeah, but I have Minister Kelly's letter, which I presume is the same letter. He says Halo is a smartphone app and Halo operates over the internet, so therefore it's neither an SMS or MMS-based. Is that the letter you have?
Joe, Halo, Expert Taxis, Global Taxis, Blue Cabs, Express Taxis, many, many taxi companies in Dublin have invested heavily and into the sums of millions in new technology to make it safer, easier for taxi drivers operating dispatch systems. Now, after this big investment, it seems to be that the only taxi companies now that could categorically win out in this is guys who never invested in technology, guys using two-way radios. Now, if you have to pick a microphone up and put it into your hand and carry out the full conversation of saying,
that's a good point,
where am I to collect this person from? Where is he going to? How do I get there? If all of that has to be transmitted over a microphone, that is far more dangerous than pressing an accept button. And, you know, I think that the minister really needs to go back here because this is going to affect, first of all, there are 18,000 taxi drivers nationwide, of which maybe 50% of them are on either a dispatch system, a technology dispatch system such as our own and Halo, or a two-way radio such as the old-fangled systems that we used 20, 30 years ago. So it's affecting the livelihood of possibly 9,000 people.
But you're saying you have a letter from the minister similar to the copy I've been handed from the junior minister or the Minister of State, and you say the letter from the minister, I'm just trying to clarify, it's the same letter, and he says Halo is exempt.
Yes, much or less.
But you're saying that is not logical.
Well, first of all, the device that Halo is a software program that runs on smartphones. All these drivers own their own smartphone and they download the Halo app operate like that. Now, it's every bit as risky as the expert system, and I'm not saying one over the other from a competitive point of view, but what I am saying is that it is a phone and the regulations mention strictly a phone. Now, our device is a PDA, which cannot be used as a phone, which cannot be used for texting. So there's a difference there, and yet the minister doesn't seem to be aware of that through any of his advisors or anything.
The minister will then say, but hang on, you're missing the point, and that is the main point we want to stop is people holding mobile phones while driving.
Well, the drivers aren't, our device is held in the cradle on the windscreen, but the driver has to touch the phone. So it seems to be
so
to
he or she
touching the same as holding.
As distraction.
Yes. And, you know, I wouldn't completely disagree with them either, but nevertheless, in these type of devices are being used internationally in taxi companies, and I'm not aware of anywhere else, and I've been on EU and OECD transport committees, and I'm very heavily involved in European taxi forums, and nowhere else has this happened. And if it did, it would put many taxi companies out of business. So I don't believe that Minister Fracker's intention was to actually put taxi companies out of business. But if the guards enforce it as they said they will, well, then it could well end up with hundreds and thousands of taxi drivers ending up in court with penalty points, maybe endorsements on their licences, or increased insurance costs, because as your penalty points mount, your insurance costs will also be increased.
Yeah, but they say three hits and you're in prison. For a taxi driver to be sent to prison is the end of his livelihood.
But your three hits, you could have that in an hour. If there, if Gardaí were watching every
and are the Gardaí equally as vigilant with taxi drivers as they are with other motorists?
Oh, they are, yes. And to be honest with you, I quite a while back I seen a guard stopping a taxi driver for using his mobile phone, but I was watching as well, and the driver was actually talking on the mobile phone. It wasn't for the course of his job, and it wasn't a TDA device or a smartphone just used to accept a job. Now, in the past, in old legislation, when mobile phones came in first, there was concerns about just picking up a phone and having it in your hand, and then there was the use
gone.
Of two-way radios.
That's gone. Picking up a phone, having it in your hand, that's gone.
That is gone, but
and it should be. It's always been gone, but the tariff, the sentence, or the fine, the punishment from next Thursday is going to be significantly different than the punishment that is today. The punishment that's there today.
But Joe, with the two-way radio, the old two-fashioned
I know,
two-way
that's,
radio,
that's equally
there was an exemption for guards, for taxi drivers, and for ambulance drivers.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's so the amendment and change in the regulations hasn't taken into consideration certain occupations, and we need to define what is really dangerous. Texting is really dangerous. If you're touching a device with your finger and just saying, yes, I accept that, I'd see that as a far lesser evil. So, I'm quite willing and available to sit down and speak with any from the department, but nobody bothered to consult with ourselves about this. The taxi industry did not believe that it was ever envisaged that it would affect taxi drivers.
But there's a strong possibility it will.
Well, I've spoken to people in the guards, and their belief is that if they see somebody holding a device is an offence in itself, but if they see anybody with a device basically using it for communications, they would see that as a breach of the new regulation.
Oh, good luck.
And that's their interpretation of it.
Okay, that's Vinnie Cairns of Expert Cabs. Cathy, the driver was shaving.
Yes, Joe. I was walking towards the junction, and he came around the junction shaving with a kind of either battery razor or electric one. So I just looked at him. I didn't say anything. So what about shaving? So is that against the law? I presume it is, because you're not using your full concentration when you're driving.
Absolutely not. You've got to shave, and more than likely you've got to look in a mirror at times.
Yeah, I don't know whether he was looking in the mirror or not now, but he was shaving.
And did you catch his eye, Lion?
I did, yeah. But he was gone, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So he came around the junction shaving. So, with one hand on the wheel and one hand in the razor.
And he was navigating a corner?
He was, yeah.
Okay, it's close shave. Okay, are you using a battery-powered razor?
I presume it was battery-powered.
Well, it'd be lunacy now if we'd brushed up with soap and a Mac 3 or whatever. We would have been in trouble even worse. But anyway, that's illegal as well.
Yes, I imagine it is, yes.
Yeah. Okay. You were distracted, but he wasn't.
No.
He said, he believed, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, where was this in Dublin, Cathy?
In County Dublin.
In County Dublin, okay.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in County Dublin? Narrow it down a bit for me.
Well, it was, he probably, if I say the town.
Yeah,
he,
come on.
It was in Rush County, Dublin.
Well, that's full of clean shaven people, for God's sake. No, you're fine. Okay.
Yeah.
A razor. Okay. Electrical. That's Cathy in Rush in North County, Dublin. Mickey McGorry is in Armagh. Michael.
How you doing, Joe?
You say you travel down south a lot. Compare and contrast the holding of mobile phones by drivers north and south.
Well, you know, in both places, people use the phone. But from I started driving down south extensively, the amount of people that I see, and it's not even talking on the phone, Joe. It is Facebooking or texting. It's been shocking. And especially on the M50. I've been overtaken on the M50 by cars doing 80 miles an hour, and they've been texting, you know.
My God.
And just to get back to what your other caller was saying, I don't know what it's like down here, but I know in the north that if a policeman sees you with a phone in your hand, that's enough. You know.
Oh yeah, he doesn't have to prove anything else.
He doesn't have to prove anything, but if it comes to the bit, they'll go to the phone company and get the phone records.
Yeah, which is within their evidential rights. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and do you think southern drivers, insofar as you can compare and contrast, is there a lot more people in the south with the mobile phone up to their ear?
I would say so, Joe, because there's been a far bigger clump down in Northern Ireland. I mean, I'm no goody two-shoes. I was caught a couple of times a few years ago myself using the phone and got my 3 points and paid my £60 fine. But I have to say now, to be honest with you, until I listened to your show today, I thought there was no law against using the mobile phone while you were driving in the south.
There is.
Obviously.
Just the punishment is about to go up dramatically from next Thursday.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I saw that much of it that I thought, well, you know, if it is illegal, they're not enforcing it too well, you know.
Okay. And Mickey, are you in Armagh at the moment? You've local elections, haven't you? And you've European elections coming up.
Yeah, well, I'm in Macroom here at the minute in Cork.
Oh, God. Is there posters up? I presume there's posters, because the Giro d'Italia is starting up in Belfast, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay, we'll try and find out. Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, Joe, just to say sorry, but I know that there was emergency legislation passed that all election posters on the route of the Giro d'Italia were to be taken down for the duration of the race.
Hang on a minute. And I see a call coming up on the screen. Thank you, Mickey. What do you work at, Mickey, that has you travelling so much?
I deliver furniture, Joe, all over Ireland.
Okay. Safe travelling. So good, that's man. Mickey McGrory, and he's in Macroom from Armagh.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
David Fitzgerald, I'm so sorry for holding for so long. David in New York. Good afternoon, David.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good. You're listening, and I have another statement in from the Department of Transport, Tourism and Sport. They say the new regulations are specific to SMS, MMS communications on a mobile phone between mobile or fixed numbers and signed in accordance with the national numbering plans or emails. And as Halo is not one of these communication methods, it's not covered by these regulations. However, it's Ireland. However, using any system while driving would not be recommended. However, they say Halo, in terms of the legislation, they are saying it's exempt.
Well, it's when the legislation did come out, Joe, I read it because it's something that I keep an eye on. And specifically, I was looking to see would it cover all the other messaging, applications that are available, which most people are using today because they are free, like Facebook Messenger, Twitter, Instagram, even iMessage on iPhones. They're all free messaging applications that are not covered by that legislation. It specifically says SMS and MMS, and those are really, really specific from one phone to another phone via the telecommunications company. And the messaging applications I just described go through a gateway of of another company, for example, and via the internet. So they're completely not covered or mentioned in that legislation. So I think that's a big miss. For either our minister doesn't understand it there, or somebody's not proofreading over there because...
Yeah, but David, let me go through this piece again from the department and help me on this. You say the new regulations are specific to SMS, MMS communication on a mobile phone between mobile or fixed numbers assigned in accordance with national numbering plans. And as HALO is not one of these communications methods, it's not covered by these regulations. Taking that into account, if I was using an iPad while driving...
Right. That is not considered SMS or MMS.
I can't touch my mobile phone in a cradle, but I can't touch my iPad in a cradle.
Well, the legislation says specifically SMS or MMS, and the communication methods that you use when using an iPad are not considered to be SMS or MMS. The technology is completely different.
So, in other words, if somebody was caught using an iPad, which is crazy, to use an iPad while driving. But if someone did have an iPad on a cradle or whatever, sitting on the dashboard, they could argue, under this interpretation by the Department of Transport, Tourism and Sport, this is not an SMS system, this is not an MMS system, this is not a mobile phone, I am not communicating between mobile or fixed numbers assigned in accordance with national numbering plans, therefore, you cannot do me for using my iPad.
Exactly, Joe. You know, and if you read, I read the 4 pages of the legislation. Look, I was expecting a fifth or sixth page that would cover the more modern applications on handheld or mobile devices, and you know, no mention of it. I it came to my mind specifically because I use these types of applications myself all the time. When I communicate with my family at home, we use them. My brothers and sisters communicate back. Now, I'm sure they don't do it whilst driving, but it's certainly possible to do it whilst driving. And while they're doing that, it's not considered to be SMS or MMS at all.
So I can tweet on my iPad and I'm not breaking the law?
According to the legislation, the way I read it, yeah. I'm not an attorney.
No, they're saying you can use a HALO app, you're not breaking the law. You're saying the logic of their frame on this is you can use a HALO app, you're not breaking the law. You can tweet on your iPad, you're not breaking the law. Don't tweet on your phone, but you can tweet on your iPad through the 3G and you're not breaking the law. That's the loophole. What about WhatsApp?
WhatsApp is
same
a
again,
huge, it's a huge messaging app, Joe, with 700 million worldwide.
Can I, under this, under their interpretation of their legislation, do you read it, David, that you can WhatsApp?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
yes,
that's crazy.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. They're not considered SMS or MMS messages, Joe. SMS and MMS messages go specifically from one phone via the telecommunications company directly to another phone. That's the difference.
Whereas tweeting and WhatsApp goes to a server, a company as such, and they
turn it back out. That's right.
And what prompted you to go through the legislation with such a fine-tooth comb, David? You're living in New York.
It wasn't that much, Joe.
Oh, they're saying, hang on, they're now... Sorry, David. Sorry, I'll ask you the question. The department are now saying WhatsApp is not allowed.
Well, that's not what it's... Well, then they need to be more specific in the law.
They're saying, it's coming into me like a telly type at this stage. They're saying it's classed as SMS. WhatsApp.
No, it's not.
It's not, sure it's not.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not.
Sorry, what prompted you to go through the legislation?
Well, I work in the telecommunications business here for a large company in the U.S., Joe, and I just keep an eye on the technology.
Okay.
I'm interested in the technology. I use it myself every day. So I keep an eye on the business, you know, end of it from Ireland and from here in the U.S. So I said when I saw on the RT News, I saw a link to the PDF that showed the details of the new legislation and the fine. I was interested, so I said, this is going to be a big document for me to read. It's probably going to be 15 or 20 pages or a lot to read. And it turned out to be 4 pages, you know, the fourth of which page was the minister's signature. So it really wasn't that much.
And David, can you compare and contrast with legislation in other countries?
Well, I can tell you here, Joe, I personally have gotten a ticket for driving using a handheld phone. And I did hear a caller on the phone. It's $100, by the way, and it gets progressively increases as you if you have more offences.
Well, it's $1,000 here from next Thursday.
I saw that, Joe.
Wow.
You know, and you did mention it before. It's the police officer's word against yours in court, actually. And 99 times out of 100, the administrative judge is going to side with the police officer, because why would a police officer take you to court if he didn't see you doing it? So, you know, you can pay here, though, you can pay a fine. Or you can contest it in court.
No. As you know, because you've gone through it, the new legislation of next Thursday is you have to go to court. It automatically goes to court.
Well, personally, I think you know the spirit of the law, Joe, is very good.
Of course, yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody should ever be texting, but there are so much many other things I've seen other than texting. I've seen people talking, having video calls while they're driving. You know, the technology, the law needs to catch up with the technology is the problem there, Joe.
And you're saying it doesn't, we have a lot of them, but it doesn't take a smart lawyer to drive a coach and four through this legislation if the interpretation of SMS and MMS is as the department are telling us. Because
anybody there could look up the dictionary definition. I don't have it in front of me, but any smart person, and I'm sure any smart lawyer, will beat any ticket, you know. So,
okay, Dave, stay there, David, if you can, because you'll hear you'll hear David, another David, but David O'Shea is in Spain this time. David,
hi Joe, good afternoon.
Your quick point, please.
Okay, well, I have a thing called a Samsung Galaxy Gear. I don't know if you've heard of it yet. It's basically a watch that's attached to the phone via Bluetooth.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, I mean, if I'm driving along, my phone will ring and they'll say, Joe Duffy is calling, for example, answer or reject. And I'll either, if I answer it, it will come on automatically onto the speaker of the phone or on the Bluetooth of the car.
Okay.
But if the watch is closer to my face and I say answer, I can actually talk on the watch, right? Now, the speaker for it is in the fastener of the strap of your normal wristwatch you would wear.
Okay.
It's a watch. But I'm just wondering if you're in court and the police said, you know, David, you were driving, talking on your phone. No, I wasn't, Your Honor. I was talking to my watch. What are they going to say?
Yeah,
and the judge would say, watch this, David. €1,000 fine.
That's right, probably. Although, having jokes aside,
you're saying if you're caught with a watch, will you do time?
Fair play. But the other thing is, genuinely, that I can receive emails on it and Facebook messages. So if I'm driving along and I was waiting on an important email, I will see an email comes through from Joe Duffy. I can then decide to stop.
Oh my God.
I see an email from Don Storrs trying to sell me something, I just keep going, you know?
But you're saying the technology is streets ahead at this stage.
Streets ahead. I mean, they, when I got this thing first, it was only for the higher-end Samsung Galaxy Note.
Yeah.
Now the latest one is for the lesser Galaxy S2s and S3s and S4s, and they're becoming cheaper. So it is the way to go, and it will stop this. Also, with the latest phones, my one anyway.
And are you talking to me through your watch at the moment, David?
Oh, I'm actually not, because I'm charging the damn thing. I'm talking to you on the phone.
Okay,
but I would just say to my phone, phone Joe Duffy. And it would say, do you want to phone Joe Duffy? Yes. Yeah, so
but I think David's and your observations as well, but on the other card, David's observations, David Fitzgerald from New York has gone through the legislation, are devastating, to say the least, in terms of this new law, which comes in this day next week. Okay, David in Fitzgerald in New York, David O'Shea in Spain, all our other callers, thank you indeed.